Welcome to Walking with the Lord. This is a quiet space where we slow down, open scripture, and learn how to stay close to God. Have you ever become so familiar with something that you stop truly seeing it? This can happen in our faith as well, because we can hear the name of Jesus, read familiar Bible passages, attend church, and pray familiar prayers, yet still slowly lose the wonder of who He is. Familiarity is not always the same as faith. If we are not careful, familiarity can make our hearts less attentive, less surrendered, and less willing to be changed. In John chapter 7, we see Jesus surrounded by doubt, resistance, and misunderstanding, and what makes this moment especially painful is that the unbelief does not only come from outsiders, but it begins close to home. Scripture tells us that even Jesus' own brothers did not believe in him. They had grown up near him, heard his voice, and watched his life up close, yet even with that closeness, they struggled to recognize who he truly was. This reminds us that being near the things of God does not automatically mean our hearts are fully trusting God, because proximity is not the same as surrender. As we look deeper into this chapter, we begin to see something very human, because the people around Jesus struggled to believe, not because he lacked wisdom, truth, or power, but because he did not fit their expectations. They knew his background, they knew his family, and they knew where he came from, and because they thought they already understood his story, they stopped making room for revelation. If we are honest, this can happen to us too, because we can become so familiar with Jesus and the rhythms of faith that we stop truly listening. We begin to assume that we already know what God will say, we assume we already understand how he moves, and we assume we already know what obedience looks like. But familiarity can create a false sense of understanding, because we stop seeking when we think we have already found him fully, even though there is still more he wants to reveal. We also stop listening because we think we already know what God will say, which leaves little room for him to speak in a new or deeper way. And over time, we may even stop surrendering because our routines make us feel spiritually safe. However, spiritual growth requires continual surrender, not settled assumptions, and this leads us to a deeper question, which is whether we have become comfortable with Jesus without truly being surrendered to him. As Jesus taught publicly, many people questioned him, but they were not always questioning him because they were seeking truth, because some of them simply could not get past where he came from. In their minds, his background disqualified him, and instead of listening to the truth he was speaking, they focused on what they thought they already knew. This becomes a quiet warning for our hearts, because sometimes we dismiss what God is doing simply because it does not come the way we expected. We may overlook truth because it comes through an ordinary person, an unexpected situation, or even a familiar passage of scripture. Yet God often works through what we are tempted to overlook. He speaks through the ordinary, he moves through the unexpected, and he reveals truth in places where our pride may not want to receive it, and if we are not careful, our assumptions can become louder than God's voice. John chapter 7 also shows us the danger of religion without true obedience, because the religious leaders were deeply disturbed by Jesus. On the surface, it appeared that their concern was about the law, especially when Jesus healed on the Sabbath, but Jesus exposed something deeper within them. They accused him of dishonoring God's law, while their own hearts were far from the heart of God, and their devotion had become more about control, tradition, and appearance than compassion, humility, and obedience. This still matters for us today, because it is possible to know religious language and still resist God's correction, and it is possible to protect tradition while ignoring mercy. It is even possible to look faithful on the outside while refusing surrender on the inside, and when worship becomes more about maintaining appearances than honoring God's heart, we become threatened by anything that exposes what needs to change. As the chapter continues, the resistance against Jesus does not remain small, but instead grows into hostility, and scripture shows that some wanted to arrest him. This reaction can seem extreme at first, but when we understand what Jesus was doing, it begins to make sense, because he was confronting hearts, exposing hypocrisy, and calling people out of empty religion into true surrender. The light of Jesus does more than comfort us, because it reveals us, and sometimes what God reveals can feel uncomfortable before it brings healing. This is why humility is so important, because when God confronts something within us, we have a choice. We can resist him, defend ourselves, and hold tightly to our own understanding, or we can allow his truth to correct us, cleanse us, and lead us deeper. Spiritual growth often begins when we stop defending what God is trying to transform. Not everyone rejected Jesus in John chapter 7, because some people were curious, some were confused, and some believed, yet many still refused to believe, not because there was no evidence, but because their hearts were closed. This reminds us that seeing more does not always mean surrendering more, because a person can hear truth and still reject it, and a person can witness God's work and still resist Him. A person can even be close to spiritual things and still remain unchanged, because faith requires humility, openness, and a willingness to let God challenge what we think we already know. So take a quiet moment and ask yourself if you have become familiar with Jesus but less amazed by Him, and whether you are truly listening for God's voice or simply assuming you already know what He will say. Also consider whether there are areas in your life where your routines look faithful, but your heart has quietly become resistant. John chapter 7 is not just a story, but an invitation to come back with fresh eyes, an open heart, and a willingness to truly hear Him again. May we not become so familiar with Jesus that we stop being changed by Him, and may our faith remain humble, attentive, and ready to receive whatever the Lord wants to reveal. Thank you for listening.